professor, physician, epidemiologist. I am Dr. Sri Banerjee. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, core faculty for the College of Health Sciences and Public Policy at Walden University. In this segment, what I wanted to go over is the sacred holiday of the Islamic religion, and that is Ramadan. In some places, it's known as Ramzan. So let's get it started here. Millions of Muslims, and this is actually an article that just came out in March, millions of Muslims in the UK and around the world are preparing to mark Ramadan, one of their holiest months in the Islamic calendar. And also note that this has already begun, and about 1 week has passed. So there's the five pillars of Islam. And it's considered one of the holiest months for Muslims, and it's marked by a period of fasting. And then there's the five pillars, and that's not gone over here. The five principles, though, is that they believe in Muslims is compulsory acts which are ordered by God. The other pillars are faith, prayer, charity, and making the pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca. Muslims believe that some of the first verses of the Islamic holy book, the Quran, were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad during the month of Ramadan. This is why it's so important. Extra emphasis is therefore placed on reciting the Quran at this time. Muslims are also encouraged to give charity, strengthen their relationship with God, and show kindness and patience. Additional night prayers are done sometimes believers who conduct something called Tarawih. When is Ramadan this year? It goes with the moon cycle, which is why it's different every year in our calendar. In the English calendar, in 2023, Ramadan will start on the evening of Wednesday, 22nd of March, and this is as of this recording has passed, and will finish on the evening of Friday, 21st of April. So if you want to wish someone well, you say Ramadan Mubarak, Blessed Ramadan, Ramadan Kareem. I think one of the most important parts that we all hear about is the fasting. However, it varies, and there's some fundamental parts to this. Muslims have an early morning meal before dawn, known as suhoor or sehri. They do not eat or drink anything, including water, until they break their fast after sunset for the evening meal, called iftar or fitr. Fasting should only be done by people who are in good health. Muslims who are exempt, those who are sick or ill, and whose health will be affected by fasting, children who have not reached puberty, although some begin to practice fasting before then, pregnant and breastfeeding women, menstruating women, and travelers. So this is what takes place, and then at the end there's a feasting of Ramadan, and the name of that is Eid al-Fitr, or the festival of breaking of the fast. And then during the eve, there's a morning prayer, and then people kind of have a short prayer They eat something sweet, and then it's like a festive occasion. Of course, beyond the prayers, every Muslim is obliged to donate to charity. And I think there's some variations in what I just told you. However, there's Indonesian, Moroccan version. And then how the new moon is seen, that also has to do with when Ramadan ends or begins, because it's all dependent on the lunar cycle. So that's the main gist of what is the important portions of Ramadan. This is a very festive occasion. I hope this has helped you understand and perhaps dispelled some myths about Ramadan. Thank you for listening.